All right, so there's one element that we didn't cover yesterday. And that is the question of mi gludis katsoy le benesh rosh katsoy le kul yoma. How does that fit into this system? Right? How's the idea of the mi gludis? What happened to the mayor? You have to go?
You have to go to school.
How does the migu fit in? Yeah. So, yeah, only according to Rabbi Yehuda. So how does the migu fit in? So I think you have to understand that when we say that that Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need the kli for Shabbos, right? And we said it's dependent on the shame that is given normally, it's actual shame, has to be roy for Shabbos. That is a little bit of an oversimplification of what's going on, because it doesn't mean that Rabbi Yehuda still holds that there's an idea of a kli that is defined in terms of Shabbos. In other words, on Shabbos, there is a new set of kelim. It is a new set of kelim. It's not the same kli from Chol. Right? That's the whole idea over here. The whole idea is everybody agrees that there's this idea that there should be separate entities for Shabbos, right? And so therefore it's going to come out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's somewhat of a changing, of a, somewhat of a transformation from Chol to Shabbos. That the kli that was a knife of Chol now has to be a knife of Shabbos. You understand? There has to be some reclassification of the entities from the definition that they had that pertained to the ordinary use, and now a redesignation of this entity in terms of the Yom of Shabbos. So at the beginning of Shabbos, that's when the entities become reclassified. That's when this new designation arises. That's when the object becomes stamped as the kli shel Shabbos, as the knife shel Shabbos, as the food shel Shabbos. Everything in its particular shame now only in the framework of Shabbos. So how does that happen? How does that happen? How does that happen? So that's what he's saying. He's saying the way it works is that when Shabbos begins, this is somewhat, obviously a little speculative, exactly what's going on. Think about it. I'm just speaking in general terms, really. When Shabbos begins, it seems that when Shabbos begins, so Rabbi Yehuda holds, you look at what the kli is omed for. Okay? You look at what the kli is omed for, and if that function is shayach now, then it can receive that shame. Because you have to remember, the shame of a kli comes about from a selection of its possibilities, or from a fixing of one possibility. So, but at the beginning of Shabbos, he holds, you have to now have a new entity of the Chefzo, whose designation is related to Shabbos as well. So therefore, he holds, you don't have to go around designating everything for Shabbos, right? But if it's normal shame, If it's original shame is expressible on Shabbos as well, so then we'll say when Shabbos begins, it's original shame, its original normal designation means that it exists omade for a certain function. That's what the shame means. Shame means it exists omade for a certain use, for a specific use. So if that use is a Shabbos use as well, then that designation will carry over. Now, since it's omade for cutting, and cutting is something that can be done on Shabbos, so that will, when Shabbos begins, that will be koveya. That's what completes the transaction, the transfer from the shame chol to the shame Shabbos. The fact that it's omade for it. But this is going to be the problem. The problem is now, what if when Shabbos starts, the kli is muksa machmas iser, for instance. So that means that at the moment that the kalim have to be reclassified and gain a new specific identity that is shayach to Shabbos, that possibility has been negated for now. At this moment, at the moment when the kli needs to be defined, that function doesn't exist. So that's what he holds. He holds that's migu diskatzoy the bina shmashos diskatzoy the kul yoma. If at the moment when the kli needs to be classified and defined and gain a new shame, that's of the shamos of Shabbos, if it's hukta at that moment, if it's not possible to get the shame at that moment, then the fact that it's then it's going to simply be remain undefined. It's going to remain without a shame kavua for Shabbos. That's in the mamela realm. That's when you're relying on the shame that it's omed for being transferred. In order for the shame that it's omed for to be transferred, it has to be capable of receiving it at the moment that Shabbos begins. That's the Bein HaShemashos. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds that there isn't really a transfer of kalim. It's not really a transfer of types of kalim from Shabbos to from Chol to Shabbos. On the contrary, it's simply a stripping away of the particular shame of Chol and leaving you with just the possibilities, just defining it by the possibilities on Shabbos. So therefore, it doesn't matter to him what the particular thing is during Bein HaShemashos. It's only important to Bein HaShemashos if there's a moment when the kli gets a particular shame. That's an event. When Shabbos begins, it's an event, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The kalim are being kavua. The entities are being set and designated. And it's going to come from its what it's omed for. It's somewhat of a self, the process goes on by itself, because the shame was kavua before. So as a kli, it's omed for a specific function. If when Shabbos starts, the thing it's omed for naturally as a kli, the thing it's omed for in reality as a kli exists as a possibility, then that creates the shame of that kli for Shabbos. But if it's not, but if what it's omed for is not available, because of Issa, for instance, then it's not capable of having that shame chal on it. It's a problem in the chalos of the shame. It's a problem. Migu diskatzoy de bein shmosh is a problem only if you hold from the idea that you need to that the shame has to be chal. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that's not a problem. It doesn't hold the shame has to be chal. It just holds, on the contrary, that we don't go by a particular identity on Shabbos anymore. On Shabbos, we reduce the kli more to like its primary state. You know, based on the possibilities itself. So it doesn't matter that right now you can't do it. Still, that doesn't make it not part of its possibilities. Right now, it's So you say it's a subtle question over here that you might ask me. If I'm saying it's part of the possibilities for Rabbi Shimon, so then why can't it be kavua? Why can't that possibility be kavua for Rabbi Yehuda? Right?
The possibility already exists at that time.
If the possibility exists at that time, because we're saying according to Rabbi Shimon it's good. So why did I say a minute ago that for Rabbi Yehuda the shame can't be chal? The question?
Yeah. For the beauty, you mean the shame to be chal right then. It's not chal on possibilities, it's chal on what it's only for.
Okay, good. Good. I object to you because I'm saying for Rabbi Shimon. In other words, Rabbi Shimon holds that when Shabbos begins, the possibilities have to exist. Because if it was a kosher or kara, or grogos and smukim, or. What's the case I always think, I always forget about? The shechita knife, all of these things, when Shabbos begins, the possibilities don't exist. So that's why they're muktzah. It doesn't matter if in the middle of the day the possibility is available. It doesn't matter if my kosher kara goes out early and now it's possible to use it. It still does go by the beginning of it. Everybody holds it goes by the beginning of Shabbos, right? So then it comes out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Shimon, when I have my nair, so the possibility of it, of the use of the kos, of the cup, of the vessel of the cheres, exists when Shabbos starts, right? So you must say that possibility exists now, right? Oh, so then why don't you say according to Rabbi Yehuda that you can be koveya the kos? The can be covariant now based on that possibility. Okay, so in other words, when we're saying the possibilities, when we're saying for Rabbi Yehuda, what we mean to say is of the functions that it has now, which one is its definition? Right? That's what we mean by the possibilities over there. You say the shame of the kli is from the functions that it has, the one that it's designated for, the one that it's kavua for. But it has to be an actual function to be really like solidifying one function. So if the function doesn't exist at that moment, there's nothing to be chal on. In other words, the chalos shame of the kli is basically saying, of all of its various functions, one is primary. But if it does, if that one doesn't exist at this moment, it can't be considered anything. But according to Rabbi Shimon, what's the din? No, it's Rabbi Shimon, it's not a matter of, you don't need the function, you don't need that possibility to exist now. Right? Because it's not a din of concretizing a particular function. It's a din of what is the kli capable of. You're defining a kli by its possibilities. There's two ways to define the kli. You're defining the kli by its possibilities, or by narrowing down one of its functions. You understand? There's a different ways of going. If you're going to narrow down one of its functions, then you're going to need that function to be existent when the yom starts. Keep something out of there. But if you're saying that, what type of a kli is it? Is it a type of a kli that is shayach to the yom of Shabbos? So then as long as in the day there are those possibilities, then the answer is yes. Right. In other words, the different analysis. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're saying, what is this kli capable of doing in terms of Shabbos? So, at the moment Shabbos starts, all you have to be able to do is say that in this kli there are capabilities of Shabbos. Right? But there's no, this doesn't matter if they're present, or it doesn't matter if they're expressed at the moment. The only time, the only reason you need the moment, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is because you are isolating a function. You're isolating a function. You're actualizing a function. That's really what I mean to say. You're actualizing a function. You're taking one function and you're saying that is the definition. But you can't take a function that it doesn't have at the moment and actualize that. There's nothing to bring to the fore as the ikar if it doesn't have the function at the moment. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that's never what you're trying to do. You just want to say that this kli, that this thing as an entity, has a capability with regard to the Yom of Shabbos. For Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a question of the Yom. It's not a question of looking at it at the Yom. The question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is like the rebirth of the kli. It's like the kli is being born now. And if one of the functions that it has at this moment is shayach to Shabbos, or if the function that it's omed for, I should say, is shayach to Shabbos, then that will be the stamp of the kli. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's like when you get to Shabbos, you're redefining the kli in a very in a limited like as a limited existence. Like as an existence ben yomo, right? It's an existence in terms of Shabbos. So you have to now look at it like the way you would define a regular kli. At that moment, you have to look at it like defining a regular kli. So you have to look at its functions. And in other words, a kli is an entity of function. And the shame of the kli is the function that is essential to it. And what you're saying by the shame of the kli is that this one function, it's almost like the kli now exists with only one function. That's the shame. But in order to have that, the function has to exist. And I'll say I'm excluding all the other things I can do with it, and I'm going to define it by this particular, this singular function. But if that function doesn't exist now, there's nothing to be toe-faced in terms of the shame. Or I should say like this. It's more than just if it doesn't exist, if it's excluded, if it's actually excluded right now.
Why does it matter right now?
Because right now is when it's getting its shame. This is only when it's getting the shame from the normal circumstances. From it's omid for a specific thing, and then if what it's omid for has no expression, then it's not going to be toface. In other words, it's omid for a certain function, right? Let's say you have a kli shel malachto, let's say you have a kli and it's normally it's a good kli. What's a good case of that? Let's say you hold it that an old nair is not muksa. So now really it's just considered like a cup. It's just considered like a bowl. Or it's considered like a cover of something. Right? You view it like a kisei kedera, like Reb Meir. So that's what it's considered like omid for. It's omid for covering other things. But now when Shabbos starts, it's not available for any use. Right? It's not available for any use. So there's no way to say mamela, this use is going to be kavua. What use? It has no use. It has no use.
It's omid for covering stuff? Yeah.
But it can't be used now. It was when Shabbos begins and the time for kviyas shame, if it's excluded from the use that it's omid for, then the selection, kviyas shame just means it's a selection of a usage. And that happens from what it's omid for. But if the usage itself is not shayach at that moment, then there's no kviyas of anything. There's no kviyas of anything. That's in the mamela world. That's the way the natural kalim turn over from chol to Shabbos. That doesn't preclude the possibility of a person bidas saying this is its essence. That's a separate question, about being master. But for Rabbi Shimon, it's not a question of defining a particular function as the Iker. It's just a question of saying, is this Cheftza Shayach to the, does it have capabilities that are relevant to the day? Now, the Muksa Machmas Mias is Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds that the transfer has to go by what it's really, what it essentially is.
If you're stripping with it's
so
it's
no,
essential
so
shame.
It's real shame is as a nair. That's what it really is. It's essential shame is a nair, right? And that shame is huksa. Means according to Rabbi Meir, I don't know. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a guy specifically said, "I'm gonna," if he redefined it and said, "This I'm gonna use from now on as a kisui kedera," then the male would be right. But he's saying the natural transfer is not going to the shift from Chol to Shabbos is not going to occur if what it's omit for is not available in Shabbos. So he says, since it's Moos, to use it as a regular kli is non-existent.
So for you, so
then it just has no shame.
It's not that you strip it away and look at the essential.
It's sort of a transfer of it. It has to go from one shame to another. There's no such thing as him. According to him, there's no such thing as the kli just existing in its like pre-shame state. According to Rabbi Shimon, that's how it goes back to. Like on Shabbos, we're not going to look at any specific shame anymore. We're just going to look at the kli as a free entity and ask. Because that's the problem. The problem is, how do you have that one, that temporary shame? So Rabbi Shimon says, you don't. In Shabbos, we don't look at it like that anymore. Just look at it in a more general sense of, does it exist with the capabilities of Shabbos? Let me put it this way. The question's been raised like this. Why, according to Rabbi Shimon, why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, can I say that if it's going to have that use later on in the day, that'll be considered, that function exists sometime during Shabbos? And it can be kovei, that's that function for Shabbos, right? Okay, it's a good question.
Is that what?
So I think it has to do with there's two ways. This is something that we discussed a while ago, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, when Shabbos begins, it has to be ready to be used, right? It has to be ready to be used, actually. So why is that? Why is that? That's the question. That's basically the question, you know. So what I'm saying is that you have to have kelim that are defined for Shabbos. Everybody agrees there's a certain amount of. Maybe I didn't mention this point before, but it's an important point. And that is that once you have the idea of kelim for Shabbos. So that requires a certain hachana. That requires a certain designation from beforehand. That when Shabbos starts, these things are designated in a certain way, or they're defined in a certain way. But that's why the nola is going to be a problem according to everybody, because it never received any. Because this whole idea of four Shabbos is not something that exists naturally in the Kli. Kli is not, normally in terms of Kalim, it just goes by their overall function. To limit it and make a special idea of the Kli just for Shabbos requires a different designation. It's not a natural concept of a L'shem Shabbos. It doesn't come from any natural source. It comes from your designation, just like anything else. If I would take a pen and say this is designated for writing a specific type of document, that would require a some sort of an act of designation as opposed to saying because it's a new specific function. It's a new identity of the thing. I mean, we're saying the shame of the kli always requires a certain amount of a selection and a designation, right? So there's the normal shame of the kli, that's just from its normal use. But now you're going to say it has to have a new identity of Shel Shabbos, so that's going to require some sort of a new designation. Just because a kli exists on Shabbos is not enough to make it Shel Shabbos. It has to actually be designated or designed for that in some way. So everybody's going to agree that it's going to need to have some sort of a prior designation. Now, yeah. So the question is like this. How would you so the question is like this. What I'm saying is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there could be two methods. Okay, one is where it comes into Shabbos ready, right? And that happens by itself. And the other is where it comes into Shabbos and is not ready, but you make a tanai, right? Those factually, we know that to be true. In certain cases, at least. It's a question of how many cases that works for Rabbi Yehuda, but in certain cases that works. Okay, so how do those two things work? So, in one of them, the object actually comes into the yom ready for the function that it is omed for in general. Correct? So you have a fork, and it's omed for a specific function, and that function is available in terms of Shabbos. That function is available right now, okay? So that's a simple case that you have the kvius comes from what it's omed for, and so from before Shabbos it's omed for use like this, and when Shabbos enters it has that capability. It is actually ready for it. So that is a memela, like an extension of your kvius of eating will become the eating for Shabbos. Because that's what happens at a normal banish rushes. Okay. But what about when you say that something does not have the capacity to function right now? How do we really define it? How do we really define something if it's not capable of being used right now? Now, the first way is simple. You say it actually has a use. And I'm basically stripping away all the other uses. So memela, that use is the definition. Right? Memela, that use is the definition. Then that's a use, that's a definition that comes from the readiness of the kli. But I can do another, there's something else I can do. Let's say I have something that the event won't occur for another, let's say there's a situation that something is made ahead of time and can't be used for what it's made for another week or so. So where does it get its definition from? It has no function right now. The thing I'm defining it for, it has no function for right now. So where does it get its definition from? Because that's what we called it's prepared for something. That's a different idea. We say it's prepared for it. Okay, there's a difference between defining something now and preparing something for a future date. Okay. The definition of a kli comes from its function. But if its function is existent right now, right, so then I can say that it's from the combination of the actuality of the thing and my designation of that use, that's where the Shema Kli emerges from. But there's another possibility. I can define it by its preparedness, by being prepared for something. You understand? So when I say Al Tanai, so what am I saying? I'm giving it a designation via nothing that exists in it right now. I'm giving it a designation via I'm giving it a shame via defining it for as prepared for a future thing. But that Rebbe Yehuda holds doesn't happen mamela. That requires a dasa adam. That requires a dasa adam, because it's not a continuation of what it was. It's not a simple continuation from before. That requires a new. That requires a tanai. I know. Just to try to sum this up one more time. How do we have those? What I'm trying to say is like this: that according to Rabbi Yehuda, what happens is the Shema Kli. There's a certain translation from the Shema Kli that it has intrinsically, based on its what it's made for in absolute terms. And then, but Shabbos demands its own set of kelim, so it has to be translated from the Chol to the Shabbos. And if there's no translation, then it's Muksa. That's basically what it is. Right? If there's no translation, then it's Muksa. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds that when Shabbos begins, we negate its old shame and return the Kli to a pre-designated state, which is only viewed by its possibilities. It's only viewed by its capabilities. You understand? Problem is, what happens? What I'm saying is, what happens to the old Shema Kli when Shabbos begins? If you say you need Kalim for Shabbos, so that means has to say that it's a different existence for the Kli on Shabbos than it is during the Chol. So where is the Shema Kli from the Chol? It's a new designation means it's like a new identity just for this day. So what happens to the its intrinsic identity, which is connected to the Shabbos? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's translated, it's transformed. It's morphed into into like a mirror image of itself as a Kli of Shabbos. As according to Rabbi Shimon, we have to negate it. The only way to, there's a contradiction, is what I'm trying to say. There's a problem in maintaining the old Shema Kli and saying, but it's for Shabbos. But the old Shema Kli has nothing to do with Shabbos. The old Shema Kli is a universal identity. Right? It's just, it's an implement, it's a fork, it's a knife. It's whatever it is, a table. You can't say it's not a table for Shabbos, not a fork for Shabbos. But Shabbos demands that. Shabbos demands its own identity of Kalim. But its own identity of Kalim is going to be contradicted by its intrinsic shame. You could say, I'm using a fork on Shabbos, but is it a new thing? Is it a Shabbos fork now, just because Shabbos started? How'd that happen? It wasn't a Shabbos fork yesterday, right? Maybe this is the clearer. Now we're finally getting a little clearer. That what? So that's the problem. So Rabbi Yehuda says its shame that it has b'chol has to undergo a redefinition. It's sort of like the old Kli is destroyed and a new Kli is created. And it has the shame of Shel Shabbos now. It will revert back to the normal shame later. But right now, it's going to be redefined. Now, but Rabbi Shimon says the other way. He says, no, all that happens is we negate the old shame and we just view it like in a primary form. And just view it, all you do is you just shed the shame that it had from before. And now, in terms of Shabbos, we just view it in terms of its capacity. It's like it'll be rikavua. By the fact that it loses its old shame. It doesn't have to be rebranded. Rabbi Yehuda has to be rebranded. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's enough just to lose the identity that it had from Chol. And now we just view it in terms of like a primordial Heilig Kli. But what I'm trying to say now for Rabbi Yehuda is, what happens is the transfer. The transfer is tricky. So he requires a real moment. I mean, you see why Bein HaShemashos is more important to Rabbi Yehuda. It's very important to Rabbi Yehuda. Because there's a moment when the kelim are being rebranded. You understand? It's a moment when it's being rebranded. So he's saying the rebranding, memela, comes by taking the old thing that it was omed for, the old shame, and seeing if it can apply again, right now. But he's saying if the function doesn't exist at that moment, if the function does not exist at that moment, it cannot receive the shame. It cannot receive the shame because it can't exhibit that identity. It can aspire to be that. But aspiration is not enough. It has to actually be kavua right now. It has to actually exist as that thing. In actuality, it has to exist as that new chefza. If it can't, then it missed its opportunity to be defined as a kli. The fact that it's good later, it's too late. It's too late. But that doesn't preclude Bidas saying, I am koveya this as being prepared for a certain function. It's just a matter of memela, it won't work. It would be like if I have a piece of wood, I have a board of wood. So you can't say it is a table right now. You can't say it is a table because it doesn't function that way. It can't even function that way. I could say I have designated it for the function of a table. I have prepared it for a table because in my mind I'm going to take certain steps and actualize its table qualities in the future. But there's a difference. It doesn't mean it exists right now in that way. It means that in my das I can sort of jump ahead to a potential and grab the potential and affix the shame of the potential to it right now. But that's not something that happens in Mamela. That's not something that happens in Mamela. That's something that happens Bidas. When Shabbos starts, without the help of an Odom, whatever shame the objects exhibit will be Kavua. If the function that it exhibits, if it can exhibit the function that it's omed for, then it will actually start Shabbos as that kli. It has to start Shabbos as that kli. But if it can't, then it's muktzah. And by the way, it's not just Isser. It's not just Isser. That's what the Gemara asks in Beitza. How do you eat any food on Shabbos? Right? Remember we saw that the Gemara? Says, since the food is too hot to eat when Shabbos starts, it should be muktzah. It's not just Isser. It's a question of whether it can actually function that way. That's the Gemara's question.
It's a Gemara.
It's a Gemara, sure. Rosh Shlomo Zalman quoted it, but that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, I mean, according to a certain position, the Gemara says, according to you, you can't eat any food on Shabbos. Why? Because when Shabbos starts, when Bein HaShemasha starts, everybody's food is too hot to eat. So it's huksa, it's huksa. So the Gemara says, no, because it's Gomer Bidei Adam. It's different. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see that again. But if the shame can't be chal, at that moment, it's not good according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. So if the normal kli only when you talk about a kli in general. So what does the Gemara say? When is a kli considered the kli? When is a kli considered the kli? Anybody know? No.
Has like a shame.
When you've decided that you're finished making it, that's the moment it becomes a kli, in terms of being like makabel tuma, right? When you decided you're done making it. But a normal kli is born of hachonas adam. So that's preparedness. Person can be koveya in terms of his das. He'll define what it is. What we're saying over here by Shabbos Rebbe Yehuda is that these kelim come about through a unique process. It's a process, a combination. It's a combination of the shame that it was endowed with originally and the reevaluation process of Shabbos itself. So if I'm making a kli l'chatchila, I can always endow it with a definition based on my kavana. But here, the kavana was already done a long time ago. Now we just want to know, will that shame that it was kavua for carry over to the next stage of Shabbos during the reevaluation of Shabbos. So that's no longer a Maisa Adam of preparing and Kvias. It has to actually exist that way for that process to be Chal. But if a person comes Bidas to be Masna, that's different. That's different. We'll see as Machlokas how much a person can be Masna on. But it's a different phenomenon. The whole process of making the kelim happens without tachanos adam. It comes through the prior designation, and it comes through the combination of the prior designation and the actual and its existence and its ability for that designation to be chal on an actuality. That's why all kelim are considered muchan according to Rabbi Yehuda. You don't have to go around and do anything. Or like in the case that I told you about before, if you find a lost kli on Shabbos, you don't say that it was not muchan because you didn't know about it. See, what I'm trying to get away from, what I'm trying to work out of here is, like we said, you got to reduce these ideas down to an intrinsic, something intrinsic in the chefza, just from the shema kli itself. Right. So for Rabbi Shimon, you have to just ask, what are the uses of this object over the day? That's going to define its quality vis-a-vis Shabbos. What type of an object is it? What type of capabilities does it have in terms of Shabbos? That goes by its natural definitions. So you have to say, if this object existed for one day, what would you list its uses? So if it was Kos and Kara, you'd say nothing. But Ner, you'd say it has a use for other things. Right. So that's also some sort of a natural definition. It is some sort of a natural definition when Shabbos starts. That's why it's a question in the Rishonim, if Rabbi Shimon would hold, you can be Masna. Or is that possible to be Masna on such a thing? Or not? Right?